We do not have a quorum to start, but I'm advised that we do have some of our members who are either about to come down or are in transportation where there is a bill being heard, which is also our second author today. So we're going to start as a subcommittee. The rules are two witnesses, 2 minutes each. Then anyone else who's in support, come up and give your name and affiliation. 2 minutes for two people in opposition to come up and speak. And then those in opposition additionally will come up and give their name and affiliation. My understanding is there isn't a whole lot of dispute that I'm aware of on either of these two bills, so I anticipate we'll be able to move smoothly through our agenda. And with that, I'd like to call up Assemblymember Waldron on AB 73. And this is a disclosure bill. So without further ado, Assemblymember Waldron, if you would like to begin.
Thank you, Madam Chair and committee members. First of all, I want to say that I would like to note that I'm taking author's amendments discussed with the committee and the California Association of Realtors that adds after the word HIV or died from AIDS-related complications. I'm here today to present AB 73, co-authored by Assemblymember Bonilla, which updates California Civil Code to remove language that stigmatizes people living with HIV. This bill clarifies that there is no requirement to disclose a previous occupant's HIV status when selling, leasing, or renting a home, and there's been confusion with that. California Civil Code, Section 1710.2, refers to real estate disclosure, says that sellers and agents are protected from a cause of action to arise for the failure to disclose a previous occupant's cause of death from HIV, which the language actually originally as currently is not HIV, it's HTLV-3, which is what they referred to AIDS in the beginning when they first discovered it, and they didn't really understand what it was. And that's part of what this language, you know, there's confusion and concern over stigmatization, and it really does need to be updated. There's no cause of action to arise for the failure to disclose a previous occupant's cause of death from HIV on that property that has occurred more than 3 years prior to the date of the buyer offers to purchase, lease, or rent the real property. However, this section has caused confusion for many homeowners and real estate agents because of the specific mention of HIV, and this confusion led many to believe they are required to disclose that the previous occupant was HIV positive. AB 73 is supported by Los Angeles LGBT Center, AIDS Project Los Angeles, ACLU, and the California Apartment Association. Today, I have with me Aaron Fox, representing Los Angeles LGBT Center, and Maureen O'Haron, representing AIDS Project Los Angeles.
Thank you very much. 2 minutes. I think you're in the winning position here, so less is more, but please feel free.
It's on. Great. Yes, I'll be brief, Madam Chair and members. My name is Aaron Fox, and I represent the Los Angeles LGBT Center. We're proud to co-sponsor AB 73, which we believe will clarify existing code and remove stigmatizing language about people living with HIV. I think Assemblymember Waldron gave you a very thorough accounting of why we feel this bill is necessary. While the language was put into place in 1986, as this legislature was keenly aware that there was a potential panic response and irrational fears about people living with HIV and AIDS. We've noticed that there have been disclosures by agents and sellers who are mistakenly reading this language to believe that they actually have to disclose. This will also remove outdated scientific language and stigmatizing and offensive language about people living with HIV. As the statute currently reads, people are afflicted with HIV. HIV is not an affliction. is a chronic condition that doesn't exist in walls, air ducts, or carpet fibers of a house or apartment. We have worked closely with the California Association of Realtors, and this bill will ensure that the protection that was put into statute in 1986 is clarified, understood, and strengthened. And we respectfully urge your aye vote. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Other witnesses in support?
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Maureen O'Haron, representing AIDS Project Los Angeles. We're one of the largest nonprofit HIV/AIDS service organizations and a co-sponsor of AB 73 here in support. Between the Assemblywoman and my colleague Erin Fox here, everything's really been said, and I'd want to defer some of my time to the California Association of Realtors that wants to testify on substance here. So I'll just merely say we strongly urge your aye vote on this bill. We don't think that people living with HIV should have to disclose personal medical information just to sell or rent their home. Thank you.
Thank you. We will give you a minute or two in addition to, because we're glad the realtors are assisting in this measure.
Thank you, Madam Chairperson and members of the committee.
And before you do, we have a quorum, and I want to establish that quorum. So I apologize for interrupting, but Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Jackson?
Here.
Jackson, here. Morlock?
Present.
Morlock, here. Anderson? Hertzberg? Hertzberg, here. Leno?
Here.
Leno, here. Monning?
Here.
Monning, here. Wieckowski?
All right, we have a quorum. Go ahead, please. Okay.
Thank you, Madam Chairperson, members of the committee. I'm Sanjay Wagley, legislative advocate with the California Association of Realtors. We do support Assembly Waldron's bill. We had some concerns about the language of the original bill, and I want to thank Assemblyman Waldron, her staff, and the co-sponsors, APLA, and the Los Angeles LGBT Center for working with us. We do have one substantive concern, which is that there is language in the existing law which gives protection to sellers and agents from a cause of action being filed against them if they act in compliance with the law. We believe that that protection should remain in the existing law, and we've discussed with the co-sponsors as well as with the assembly member about perhaps adding that as an amendment to this law to reinstate that language.
Much appreciated. My understanding is that the language has just been tweaked. So it does accomplish the same thing that you're identifying here. So, yes. Other witnesses in support?
Thank you. Deborah Carlton with the California Apartment Association. We appreciate the work the Assemblyman has done, and we are here to request your aye vote. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Other witnesses in support, please?
Allie Fletcher with the ACLU of California in support.
Thank you. Any other witnesses in support? Any witnesses in opposition, although we have none noted on the record? All right. Any questions? Senator Leno.
Question, just a comment. I want to thank Assemblywoman Waldron for authoring this bill. It's refreshing to add some science and sanity to our statute whenever we can. And who knows, with any luck, someday soon, maybe the federal government will take note of your actions here today, and I, as an HIV negative gay man, may be able to donate to our blood supply. Thank you. And I move the bill.
Very good. We have a motion. Any other comments? Senator Morlock.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to thank the author for putting in a provision that this section shall not be construed to immunize an owner or his or her agent from making an intentional misrepresentation in response to a direct inquiry. And that was one of my concerns. And I just wanted to thank you for your thoroughness. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Very good. My understanding is that is existing law. We've kept it in the bill, and I too want to thank you. I go back to, as many of us do, to the early years of AIDS and HIV and the fear, the irrational fear that people had about AIDS, that, you know, it could be spread in almost any way, any shape or form, so that a lot of things were done in response to that lack of science, that fear. It's just a reminder that if we let fear overtake us, we do some really unfortunate things, and this certainly corrects one of those, and I too want to thank you. I think it was in the early 80s, so we're talking about 30, 35 years, and the late 70s when this first emerged, and the people that not only suffered through this disease or this this terrible disease, but also were further embarrassed and humiliated at the same time. So I think this corrects a problem and appreciate everyone's support of it. And with that, if you'd like to close.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Growing up in New York during the initial, when the news was going out about newly discovered HTLV-3 at the time, when hospitals were rejecting patients, literally physically ejecting them from the hospital because they didn't know how to deal with it, similar to what, we've seen with Ebola and the uncertainties, and then HIV was then actually diagnosed and discovered. Our laws are outdated. They need to be updated. We need to deal with the fact that now we have science behind us and knowledge. So I think it's a positive way to impact our laws. Thank you.
All right. All debate having been concluded, again, thank you for bringing this measure. Madam Secretary, please call the roll. And the motion is do pass as amended to the Senate floor.
Jackson?
Aye.
Jackson, aye. Morlock? Morlock, aye. Anderson? Hertzberg?
Aye.
Hertzberg, aye. Leno?
Aye.
Leno, aye. Monning?
Aye.
Monning, aye. Wieckowski?
Aye.
Wieckowski, aye.
6-0, that measures out. Thank you all for being here and for your good work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we have one more measure up, Assemblymember Chu, which is AJR 45. As soon as he gets here, we will proceed.
You think you could have gotten more co-authors? That's because they have the electronic recording of the poll. That's how it happens. You want to present the...
I'm the last guy to vote, so I voted on this. He's a slow walker.
He's a slow walker. Mr. Grinch. Let's go.
Take a seat right up here. We're ready for you. I had mentioned earlier I thought we were going to be in relatively smooth sailing here, so, and I keep getting lectured that short is better. Shorter and sweeter is better, that you don't. The more you talk, the more you hurt your cause. I'm not saying that's your problem, but I am suggesting that it's probably good advice that someday I'll follow as well. So with that, please proceed.
With that, I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
There you go.
Madam Chair and Senators, I appreciate your consideration of AJR 45 to urge Congress to pass the Equality Act. Despite the 2015 U.S. Supreme Court ruling that established marriage equality, there is no federal law that establishes discrimination protections for LGBT Americans in areas such as employment, housing, public accommodations, public education, and federal funding. While we know our state has a strong record on LGBT civil rights with laws against discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity, this is not the case across our country. We know that the vast majority of states currently lack similar non-discrimination protections for LGBT Americans, including our own LGBT Californians who are not protected when they cross our state borders. The Equality Act proposed by Congress provides essential updates to our 1964 Civil Rights Act to include protections based on sexual orientation and gender identity as well as sex in these areas. The updates also address certain kinds of discrimination still facing women and people of color. And with that, I'd like to turn it over to Joe Michael from Equality California, the sponsor of this resolution.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Assemblymember. Good afternoon, Madam Chair and committee members. I will make this brief. We are proud to sponsor this resolution. We thank Assemblymember Chu for bringing it forward. We think it's particularly timely considering what's going on in the national landscape, and we respectfully urge your aye vote. Thank you.
What might that be? Oh, never mind. Okay. Thank you. Are there other witnesses in support?
OK,
Good afternoon, Madam Chair and members. Gregory Kramer from Planned Parenthood Affiliates of California. We support this resolution, and we provide LGBTQ services, including hormone therapy, education, and other resources to our patients, regardless of sexual identity or gender. And we just hope that you could support this bill and hope that Congress could acknowledge and support the 14th Amendment. Thank you.
Thank you.
Allie Fletcher with the ACLU of California in support.
Thank you.
Aaron Fox, Los Angeles LGBT Center in support.
Very good. Thank you. Any other witnesses in support? Any witnesses in opposition? Seeing and hearing none, any questions, comments from the dais? Senator Leno.
Madam Chair, and thank you, Assemblyman Chu, for your resolution. Just a brief comment. I know we pass any number of resolutions, joint House and otherwise, and that they are just that, resolutions, but this is a very important piece of legislation in that I think it is astounding and will be historically looked upon as such that in 2016, not only does our federal government have no protection from discrimination in housing, employment, public accommodation, based on sexual orientation or gender identity, and that more than half of our states still do not. So here in California, thanks to then Assemblyman Art Agnos, we attempted as a state legislatively to add sexual orientation to our Fair Employment and Housing Act, which is our state equivalency to the Civil Rights Act of 1964. It took 22 years of legislative effort to get a governor to finally sign that in 1999. And then when I got here in 2003, we were able to add to the Fair Employment and Housing Act sexual gender identity. So we then had an inclusive protection. And still to this day, in more than half the states in this country, I could be fired, not for cause or for lack of qualification, or denied a job or an apartment or a home or a hotel room for that matter, just because of who I am. And of course, you don't necessarily know who's in my bed by looking at me or talking to me. So it's actually more about gender expression, gender identity. And it impacts not just gay and lesbian people or transgender people. It's anybody, a woman who's not feminine enough to meet a general standard, a man who's not masculine enough to meet a general standard, that it's legal to discriminate against them just because of that presentation. I don't like you, you don't get this because you're too feminine. I don't like you, you don't get this because you're too masculine. It sounds archaic. And so it's time for Congress to act. I wouldn't like to say that we need a change in party leadership for that to happen, because I don't believe this issue is a partisan issue. It's what our country's all about. We have an equal protection clause in our Constitution that no citizen or group of citizens will be provided any benefit or immunity not provided to all citizens on the same terms. So I just want our committee to give this real serious thought. Where are we? And this is a historic opportunity for us to make the right statement. It's hard to believe today that 20 years ago this legislature struggled mightily and unfortunately on a party line basis whether to or not to afford hospital visitation rights to domestic partners. So we've come away, we've come a long ways, but to recognize that people can lose the fundamentals of their lives, their housing and their employment, and the indignity of being turned away at a hotel. You know, we see this in the Jackie Robinson biographies, and we think, really? It's still going on today. So just a joint resolution, but of great significance, and thank you, Assemblyman. And I'm sure I'm not alone that I'd like to be added as a co-author if you have the opportunity to do that. And I move the resolution.
So moved. Any other comments? I also would like to maybe add on a bit. Just, you know, when we allow our baser instincts to overcome us of fear and ignorance, we end up with a much lesser world. And it's, I think, certainly for me, been an honor and a privilege to serve in a body where we insist on our higher calling, on inclusiveness, on tolerance. And it's made California, I think, sort of a model. Certainly, we have led the nation in so many ways, and calling on our federal government to really reach its higher level, too, I think is most appropriate, as you say, at this point in time as well. So we do have a motion. Would you like to close?
I first want to say thank you, Senator Leno, for your leadership over the years. And I want to thank all of you for standing up for inclusion. Very simply, this AJR is about ensuring that the basic protections we have in California are ones that we think ought to exist around the country. As our LGBT brothers and sisters know, one could be married on a Saturday and fired from their job on a Monday, turned away from a hospital, denied a wedding cake from a bakery, and so on and so on. This is really about basic fairness, and with that, I ask for all of your support.
Thank you very much. Madam Secretary, the motion is due pass to the Senate floor.
Jackson?
Aye.
Jackson, aye. Morlock? Morlock, no. Anderson? Hertzberg?
Aye.
Hertzberg, aye. Leno?
Aye.
Leno, aye. Monning?
Aye.
Monning, aye. Wieckowski?
Aye.
Wieckowski, aye.
5-1, that resolution passes. And with that, folks, that is the end of our meeting. Senator Anderson is out sick today, so we don't need to leave a roll open. We're adjourned.